Welcome to this Lowdown Reel Archive provided by WDVR-FM. This is a special edited version of our official Walk of Fame coverage created just for the site. We start off with an excerpt from an interview Rob Hyman gave the Lowdown on the eve of his Walk of Fame induction on November 16th, 2000. Then Rob Hyman, good evening.
Hi, how are you?
Okay. How are you?
I'm fine.
Well, you are, of course, have been living in Philadelphia for a long time now. Tomorrow you're going to be honored by the Philadelphia Music Alliance and become a member of the Walk of Fame. How does it feel?
I was very surprised and flattered when they told me. Actually, it's myself and Eric Bazillion, my partner in the band, as well as other projects, and we're thrilled. It's a great acknowledgement. You know, there's a long list of people. I think they started about 10 years ago with this Walk of Fame. It's going down Broad Street in the middle of Philly, and they're also building some new theaters, and in fact, I think they call this the Avenue of the Arts. So, you know, just to be part of that renaissance in Philly and then part of the music scene is really a big thrill for us.
So I understand that you only have a couple more minutes with us tonight, but is there anything else new that we should know about or that you'd like to tell us about tonight?
Well, The Grinch is obviously the newest thing because the movie opens tomorrow, so please go see it. You'll enjoy it. It's a good movie. Urge everyone to go, and if you want to check out the soundtrack, you'll hear it. I think a lot of people have been asking me and Eric about the Hooters, and, you know, we never officially broke up. We just kind of moved on. We started playing in 1980. We wrote and toured through 95. So, you know, after 15 years of many, many great experiences, we both felt like it was time to take a break. We each have a couple of kids, and we built some home studios, and we just kind of moved into different areas of living. I mean, we literally lived on the road for a number of years, so I think we stopped to catch our breath. We've just had some great things. Ricky Martin covered an old Hooters song called Private Emotion that never was that well known, and he did it on his album. So we're both pursuing outside things. Of course, Joan Osborne, Eric wrote One of Us for Joan, and, you know, every couple of years something seems to come through, but there's maybe 50 songs for each one that you hear, and there's got to be a lot that fall by the wayside. So we're both involved with writing, co-writing with other artists, but I think we're feeling like, you know, one of these days it would be great to go back and do a Hooters show, maybe a mini tour. Everyone in the band has stayed close. Our drummer is in California, but he's a very good friend, and he's constantly on the email and the computer saying, let's play. He would be here tomorrow, David, our drummer, and John and Fran, the other members are, you know, everyone's doing various musical projects, but there's a real chemistry to the band. I do miss the performing element. I mean, I'm much more in the studio and in the writing sessions, and that's fun, but there's really no substitute for getting out on stage and sweating and just playing for an audience. That was always something that I was very proud of with the band. I mean, we played thousands of shows, and I know we always gave 100%. So I still meet people today that are asking, you know, if we'd do that again, and I think it's definitely possible. We're all healthy and ready to go. So God willing, maybe you'll see a few more shows one of these days.
Here are some clips from the induction ceremony that was held on the afternoon of Friday, November 17th, 2000.
Welcome to the 11th Philadelphia Music Alliance Walk of Fame induction ceremony. My name is Mark DiCiani. I'm the director of the Philadelphia Music Alliance. Today, we pay tribute to another group of individuals responsible for the tremendous legacy of music in Philadelphia. For more than a lifetime, the music created, performed, and recorded by Philadelphians has influenced the musical landscape of our entire nation. Indeed, music has always been one of the greatest gifts that this region has given to the world. We honor and recognize the talent, passion, and lifetime dedication of today's honorees. They remind us of the importance of the freedom to learn, study, discover, create, and dream. And they show us that achievement is always of the result of hard work, discipline, and commitment, Cecily Feiner.
I'd like to tell you a little bit about the Philadelphia Music Alliance. It's a nonprofit cultural organization. It promotes and it preserves Philadelphia's very rich musical community. This is a real hotbed of talent here. It was founded by local industry leaders back in 1986, and it offers a lot of programs, including a musical instrument donation program, also an annual piano competition, the Philadelphia International Airport Music Project, and a website highlighting the Music Alliance and its programs, including the Walk of Fame today, and also biographical information about past inductees. Vocalist, songwriter, guitarist, and co-founder of The Hooters, Philadelphia's quintessential rock band of the 80s, Eric met his partner Rob Hyman attending the University of Pennsylvania back in the mid-70s. Their first band together, Baby Grand, was signed to Arista Records. However, it was The Hooters that put them on the map. They began the rise to fame with an independent release titled Amore that sold more than 100,000 copies. That led to a recording contract with Columbia Records and the debut of 1985's Nervous Night, which sold in excess of 2 million copies. Nervous Night garnered a string of hits, and We Dance, which has been in my head all day long, Day by Day, and Where Did the Children Go? Eric wrote the unique and provocative hit for Joan Osborne, One of Us, which gave him his first solo Grammy nomination for Song of the Year in 1997. And remained at number 3 for 4 weeks on the Billboard charts. Bazillion has recently released his first solo recording, The Optimist, and continues to write, produce, and perform all over the world. Eric Bazillion.
Well, first of all, I'm going to raise this microphone. Where's my tech support when I need it? I want to say I feel incredibly grateful for the fact that I was born and grew up in Philadelphia. I think it's taken me a lot of years to realize just how fortunate I was, but I'm sitting here looking at the Academy of Music and remembering when I saw Bob Dylan there in 1965 from the second row. I was 12 years old and I snuck in and I saw him with the band, and you know, thinking about the music that I saw there, and you know, the unique opportunity that the city has offered, and we're kind of a well-kept secret from the rest of the world, and let's leave it that way, because let's face it, we don't need to meet other stuff, you know. But you know, the history goes way back. My mother went to Curtis Institute, you know, as a pianist when she was this big, and on and so forth. But I guess the main thing to do is just to thank everyone, and aside from all the amazing fans and the radio that helped the Hooters during it was the golden age of music in the early 80s. You could get away with a lot of stuff you can't right now, but it'll change again. And of course, Rob Hyman and David Wasikinen and John Lilly and Fran Smith, the Hooters, who all of whom should be here, but they will be. And Steve Mountain, who managed us into whatever came. And of course, to my wife Sarah and my kids Emma and Simon and my parents and everyone. And I'm really glad that we get to keep these and that the recount went okay.
Thank you.
Okay, Rob Hyman. Now, Rob co-founded the Hooters with Bazillion in 1980, playing at all the local clubs and, he quotes, at every single high school in the tri-state area. The Hooters toured continuously from 1980 until 1995, and the band drew crowds of more than 10,000 attendees in countries all over the world. Their records attained platinum and gold awards in the US, Canada, Australia, Germany, Norway, and Sweden. They played at the opening in the 1985 Live Aid concert in Philadelphia, Amnesty International at Giant Stadium in 1986, the Tokyo Dome in 1987, Concert for World Hunger at Carnegie Hall 1989, and Roger Waters Extravaganza at the Wall in Berlin back in 1990. With Cyndi Lauper, Rob co-wrote the time-honored classic Time After Time, which earned him a Grammy nomination for Song of the Year in 1984 and reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100. Time After Time has been covered by such diverse artists as Miles Davis, Tuck and Patti, Blake and Cassandra Wilson, He co-wrote, arranged, sang, and played on Joan Osborne's platinum-selling debut, Relish, and co-produced Largo in 1998, featuring an all-star cast, including the Chieftains, Carole King, the Band, Taj Mahal, Joan Osborne, and Cyndi Lauper. Rob will soon be heard on Christmas of Love in the upcoming Ron Howard film starring Jim Carrey, The Grinch, you may have heard of that, which he co-wrote and produced. Hyman is active in music education and also maintains a recording studio here in Philadelphia. Rob Hyman.
Thank you, Cecily and Joe Tarsia. I think my first session in Philadelphia was at Sigma Sound at Joe's studio, and I knew that's what I wanted to do with the rest of my life. This is really beyond belief to have this honor. Thanks again to Eric. Couldn't have done it without Eric and all the members of the band. We had a number of them. Steve Mountain, our manager, who Eric thanked as well. Steve's been with us through the ups and downs, and it takes a lot of support. Rick Chertoff, our producer. Really, the city of Philadelphia. I always felt it was like a sports team with the Hooters. We had a winning team. We had fans that were incredible, and they gave us the push that we needed to move up and beyond the city. We traveled the world a number of times, but nothing was ever as special as coming back and having those homecoming concerts in Philly for the fans that made it all happen. To my wife, Sally, my sons, Matt and Nikki, who are here, it's fantastic for me to share this with them. And the Philadelphia Music Alliance, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Thank you for joining me for this Lowdown Real Archive. I'm your host, Victoria Ann Davis. Goodbye.